Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here, and really glad that you have joined us today. When I say us, I'm talking about Dr. Sherry Keffer and Dr. Alice Benton. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you two today?
I'm doing well. Thank you very
good.
Much. Really nice
good
to be
too.
Here.
Good energy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel it in the room.
Yes, you know, we love getting to do radio together. And these guys, you know, they have a little bit of an insight here that some people don't have. I mean, it's not just your female intuition, which I think does play into your effectiveness as therapists. But, you know, you guys have been through your own stuff. You've worked through it. And you know it from every angle. But the thing that I'm impressed about both of you, this is what you have in common. And it's the same with Dr. Jill Hubbard. Your theological foundation for your therapy and your counseling is so strong. I mean, you guys are your theologians as much as you are psychologists, I believe.
It completely changed my practice to start learning how to involve God and spirituality in therapy mm-hmm. because, boy, you go through the education in the field and it's awfully secular, at least in my experience. But New Life gave me a completely new perspective, absolutely changed my practice.
Well, and you know, it's funny you say that, Steve, because I put on my forms as they're filling out. I have a master's in theology and I say I do a form of soul care along with the psychological work, but I often ask clients if I can pray with them or for them. And when I'm doing EMDR, I actually, you know, if they're okay with it, because I say, can I pray with you? I pray because God knows what even is in their amygdala. God knows what yes. is wrapped around these negative beliefs. And so I pray inviting God into this healing process to bring up what's in there so that we can look at it and challenge it and yeah. put truth to it. So I love that he's involved in the work that we do.
And some of the work literally is supernatural, and I'll tell you why. Because when we ask the Holy Spirit to be part of what we're doing, when we ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and to make something come out of all of that we do beyond what we can do ourselves, there is a supernatural element that enters into the process.
Definitely.
And you'll see it here every now and then. But I really do believe that the folks in our network reflect the same thing. That's why they're
yeah.
in the network. And if you call us, you know, the feedback loop on a counselor is pretty short. And so if someone were to say to us, that they were a Christian counselor, they go through, they fill out all the forms, they do the interviews, all the things you go through to be a New Life counselor. And then someone goes to them and they start talking about, I don't know who they'd talk about, but something other than what's important. And it seems like maybe they've got some new age philosophy or something. Then we get a phone call. Hey, are you aware of what this person does? And then they're not part of the network anymore. But if you need help, we've got counselors that can help you. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, you call there. Got some great workshops. You know, tomorrow, every man's battle starts in Sacramento. 75% of the men that come, it's the woman that makes the first phone call. And maybe you just had an event. Once again, he let you down. You say to him, call these people, get on a plane, go to Sacramento, California, get this taken care of. People do it all the time. It changes everything. And you could do that too. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll go to the phones. That's what we're here for. We love helping people. Sometimes this is the only counseling that they ever hear or get. It doesn't cost them anything. because people support us just like you, and we're grateful when you do. If you want to support us, maybe you never have, you just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But we'll be back right after this.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, we're going to the phones here. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, you need some help right now. Let's talk with Kimberly from East Peoria, Illinois. Hi, Kimberly. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing okay. Thanks for calling us. How could we help?
I have a son that has ADHD and autism.
Okay.
And he's very impulsive, and he controls our schedule a lot, and I know he shouldn't be, but he does. And, like, a couple examples, he can only do school for 2 hours because of his autism and his concentration and stuff. So he can only focus for 2 hours. And he picks what time those 2 hours are. And I can go to him and say, we're going to start school, or we're going to do school now. And he's like, we'll do it at 2 o'clock. And he won't do it before two. Or he's very impulsive with food in the fridge and things like that. And we're on a limited budget, so that makes it kind of hard.
Are you related to this person in your life? Are you related to this person?
He's my son.
Okay.
He's my 15-year-old son.
Okay. Let me make a comment right off the bat here, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's autism and attention deficit or attention deficit hyperactive disorder, right?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what helps someone in that situation function as well as possible and even thrive as an adult?
What?
Structure. Learning.
What?
Learning to live with structure, have structure imposed upon them until structure becomes second nature. Now, that doesn't mean stricture. Doesn't mean that you're strict beyond what is possible. But I think you have to find ways for him to function with structure. Because, see, when he grows up and graduates from college, which I hope he will, he can't say to his boss, I'm going to work a couple hours, knock off, and then I'll see you back here tonight. You have to learn to adjust and adapt to structure. And it really is, once you can do that, you can develop some other types of flexibility other parts of the day, but you have to have structure or you're just a lost soul out there. That's my thought. Sherry and Alice, what are you guys thinking when you hear about this?
Well, I would agree. And I'm hearing probably a little bit more autism than it's probably the autism probably even overrides his ADHD. When I mm-hmm. was younger, I had a girlfriend of mine whose son, who I love their family, is autistic. And I remember I would go over and take care of him, babysit and those kind of things just to help out every now and then. But they had Polaroid pictures throughout the house where they were actually training structure into his day. Like, he had a picture for brushing his teeth. He had a picture for reading a book. And they had somebody come into their home to help her build a structure net kind of around him to decrease the conflict. And I'm wondering if you have ever been loved yourself, like almost pampered yourself enough to have somebody come in who specializes in autism to normalize what's going on and to give you some tools with him.
It's not in the budget.
Okay. So
I wish it was, but it's not.
Well, so now I'm going to walk into something else, which might feel a little uncomfortable. I bet this feels really helpless.
It does.
I bet you feel really powerless.
Yeah.
Okay. And the reason I just felt that part of you, and mm-hmm. it can feel so overwhelming to have a child and to be 16 years into this game, but in that helpless place, in that powerless place, we can get into somewhat of a victim stance and not get the help we need. And so I hear you 100%. And I don't know your budget. If I was there, you know what I'd do? I would grab a cup of coffee and I'd say, okay, girlfriend, we're going to sit down. Let's see if there's any way we can eke out enough money to pay for two visits, just two. Where do mm-hmm. you think we can find that? Because you need it that bad. He needs it that bad.
Yeah.
I hear your frustration. But if you don't take care of you and get what you need, you can't help him.
That's right.
Right.
And plus, you just deserve it. I mean, you deserve it and he deserves it. And I hate to use this trite example. But if the diagnosis was cancer and it was terminal, you know, you'd sit down, you'd find some way somehow to pay for it. And I hate it when I hear that somebody's syndrome or problem or symptoms are in charge of the family and it's killing
yeah.
somebody. It's and that's the situation that I hear here. So yeah, I'll send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with ADD. I think that's going to help you a little bit. But I do think that you've got to get some outside help somehow. And even if it's he's got to find a way to do a bake sale himself to raise the money to get the help for you to make all this work, you know, that's not out of the question. Alice, you have a comment here before we go?
I do. Kimberly, you must be exhausted. And so before you make the next move to try to put anything new into practice, I want you to try to cut out a little time to take care of yourself and ask who you need to get help from this. And I hope his father's in the picture and is willing to help you. But I think just physically, you need to get a little bit of rest and space so that you can take another step forward. And I want to suggest you looking up another book in addition to what Steve will send you, which is Parenting with Love and Logic. You can even get it from the library. I think I did the first time I read it. I'm on a budget too. And what it does is it helps you to identify the resources that are in your control that you can limit or give to your son as his behavior dictates, so that you stop trying to control what's out of your control and you take control of what's actually within your power. And by doing that, auditing your leverage, you can start to train and add structure to your life and to his. And although it will be an uphill battle, it will be one of the best things that you can do for your son.
Well, I tell you, I've been a fan of Parenting with Love and Logic for many, many years, and I can't recommend it enough. So if we had it, I'd send it to you, but we don't. But anyway, I hope that's helpful to you, and I hope that you find your spouse being a partner with you in all things. That takes the place of a lot of therapy and other things. But if you're not together, oh my goodness, that's pretty tough. All right, let's go to Peggy, Lincoln, California. KFIA is the station. Hi there. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
Well, my question, first of all, I appreciate all of you guys there. Thank you very much. I've been a long-time listener. My question is, how do I go about telling my daughter that I'm going back to my ex-husband, whom she just hates?
That's pretty tough. Why would you just spring it on her?
Why would I spring it on her?
Is it her father or someone else?
No. Stepfather.
And why does she hate him?
Because when she was living with us, he was very controlling, and he was also wanting her to be more like, first of all, I had told my kids, because I was a single mom for a while, I told my kids that if they want to go to college or any kind of trade school, that I would support them in no matter what, and they wouldn't have to worry about rent and everything like that. And then I got married. I was a single mom for 21 years, and then I got married. She came to live with us because she was finishing x-ray school, and then he didn't treat her too well in respect and like I said, in controlling things.
So what has he done to make amends with her?
Nothing, because I had divorced him, and I asked him not to contact us, which he did. He did not contact me whatsoever. I'm the one that kept pulling over towards him and wanting to go buy his house and all that stuff. But I finally contacted him, and then we started seeing each other this past September, October.
Why do you want to remarry him?
Because he's a very decent guy. I think he has an adult son that was, when we got married, he was like 30, I think it was. So he's never really been around kids, so say, even though my daughter at the time was 20. And he just thought that she should be out of the house and on her own. And I was trying to explain to him that's not how it is these days. Mm-hmm. It's not like you could go get a job from down the road because they knew your parents, and there you go.
Let's see what Sherry and Alice think. I mean, these are wise women. They've been in rough situations, pulled between two forces. What do you guys think? What's this cause you to want to tell her?
Well, I'm in a little bit of a conundrum right now in hearing you, and let me tell you why. First off, you worked really hard to be a single parent for 21 years. My hat's off to you. That is a tough, tough calling. And so I'm really proud of you, Peggy, for all that you invested in getting your kids to launch. So I honor you for that. This is where I'm stuck with you. I just heard you say that with your kids, in light of their college support, that no matter what, you would do whatever they needed. No matter what. And I'm sitting here going, what is it about you that makes their college support more important than your daughter's heart? You gave everything for her support, but now the person that hurt her, there's been no repair, and kind of like a speed bump, you're already going back to this man, and he hurt her. So do you see how you gave everything, all cards on the deck? I want to make sure you get your degree and launch. But her heart is back in the dust. It's in the dirt. It got stepped on by this man. Mm-hmm. And so I have thoughts. I'm wondering. I go, are you lonely? Have you not dated? Are you idealizing him? Why are you going back so quickly? And now you want to marry him after 4 months. Girl, what is going on?
I'm going to go out on a limb here. Tell me three women in your life that have told you that they think this is a great idea for you. And I'll say, yeah, we'll go for it.
I haven't told anybody.
Well, of course you haven't. See, that's why I went out on that little limb there. I almost said two women, but then I chickened out. See, because nobody would tell you that this is a good idea. After 4 months and after you making excuses for him, versus here's the kind of guy you want to remarry. Oh, wow. I would love for us to be together. But, you know, your daughter, she can't stand me. And I so mishandled that. I think we ought to give it a year and let me see if I could somehow make it up to her. At least in a year, she'd know I really care about her and that you do too. Otherwise, she's going to hate you and me both. And I don't think that's a very wise thing. That's the kind of guy you want to remarry. Not a guy who isn't telling you to go talk to your friends or other people or consider her first. This is not good. You called us for advice. Oh, I tell you, I know this isn't what you want to hear.
I know. I can just feel it, right?
It's not right. It's not right to do this to your daughter.
Well, and those grandbabies that you hope to hold someday, you won't touch them. She won't bring her kids around. It's kind of a death sentence if you keep walking. You need to think about it, my dear.
We'll be back after this.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 16th through the 18th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. New Life. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with some encouragement for you this week. If there's a struggle you're facing, a relationship issue, or just a desire to improve your life, we have a nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors that we can connect you to. They've been interviewed, their credentials verified, and they agreed to New Life's statement of faith. So if we can help you with that, give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you like what you hear on New Life Live, then you'll love the teaching videos at tv.newlife.com. It's just $10 a month, and you have unlimited on-demand access to over 1,300 teaching videos from Steve and the New Life team. Covers almost any subject you can imagine. Go to tv.newlife.com to sign up. Steve?
Thank you, Terry. And just want to finish up here with Peggy and Alice had a comment here, and we've really given you some tough advice here, but I think it's right on. But Alice, what do you think?
Well, Peggy, we're giving you this tough advice because we care for you and we see disaster in the horizon. Because if your ex-husband has not done the character work to become a better man, you're going to get more of the same that you got before. And that toxic behavior will eventually affect you as well. And you risk losing your daughter's relationship if you move forward before he changes and, as Steve suggested, begins making amends. So the challenge for you, if it's worth your while to keep your relationship with your daughter, is not to move forward with him until you see him getting professional help and taking responsibility and showing empathy for how he treated your daughter. And if one day he's willing to reach out to your daughter and ask her forgiveness and admit what he did was wrong, that would be the litmus test for you that he's showing some character change and growth. Would you ask for him to get help, and would you wait until you see those signs from him?
Oh, definitely.
You will?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I mean, we were talking about going through counseling. We're trying to set up a counseling here. And then the other thing is that he did ask if he could come and talk to her, and I said, she has no idea that we're even seeing each other. So I said no.
Well, see, that, and so that's why I was saying, don't. Why would you spring it on her? I think you have to ease her into this. And I think you have to say, the first thing is to let her know, honey, I wish I'd told you this before, but I'm actually seeing him again. And I just want you to know, one of the first things we've talked about was you. And he really wants to talk to you at some point. He feels horrible about that. See, that kind of changes the dynamic right there from the beginning. And then you drop it. And then you come back in another couple of weeks. And have you thought about this? Would you be willing to just let him apologize? Would you read it if he wrote you a letter? You know, things like that. Then now at least she sees that you're really feeling what she's feeling. You're considering her, you know, the reality here. She hasn't been ignored in the situation. And I got to tell you, just this week, I was talking to some parents who are not allowed to see their grandparents. The pain. I mean, it's hard. Oh, the pain that they expressed was horrible. You don't want to end up in that situation. So
I don't.
Take your time. Take your time. And I'm going to send you, Is This the One? And I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. And I hope both of those are going to work together to give you a different perspective on all of this. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. Sean from Houston, Texas is calling KKHT. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good, good. How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. How can we help you today, bud? What's going on?
I have a question. For pretty much most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction to pills.
Yeah. How did you get started on it? Did you have a surgery or something? What happened?
No. Well, I just kind of grew up around it. My mom was on them, and I just seen it growing up, and I guess I gravitated to that.
Okay.
And
I'm sorry.
That's rough. I got clean for a little while, and I moved down here to Houston with my wife and was put on some maintenance medication.
Mm-hmm.
But the maintenance medication has kind of just stole my life away from me, you know, my feelings, my emotions.
What's the maintenance medication that you're on?
It's called Subutex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like
okay.
Suboxone.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So what's the question for us?
Does, even though I'm taking that, and I pray and I go to church, but sometimes I just feel like I don't even know if God hears my prayers because I'm still taking this medication. I'm still taking something that might block, you know, him speaking to me.
Right. Hey, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You hear about recovery all the time. You hear about 12 steps, 12-step work, AA, recovery. You hear about all that.
Yes.
When you hear about those things, what do you think?
I kind of think that those, like, it's almost like you're giving into it. You're saying, hey, yeah, I'm an addict, and you can't change.
You are an addict. Well, wait a second. You are an addict. You're not changing. And there are millions of people who are addicts who have changed. You know that. You know they've gone to those programs. They're not addicted anymore.
No, they're
not. That's what you're telling yourself, that if I go there, I admit that I'm an addict and I can't change. Now that's what drugs do, is they allow you to lie to yourself, because they are a force in and of themselves. It's called addiction, and it's baffling, and it's powerful.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 16th through the 18th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. So we're talking with Sean. And if you're listening to this, you might have picked up on that Sean is telling himself a fatal lie. And you might be telling yourself a fatal lie. That thing that we say to ourselves that keeps us from getting better. Now, Sean, what you say doesn't make any sense at all. I think you know that, you know, because you know addicts go, they get into recovery, they change their lives. You've said, I don't want to get into recovery, because then that means I'm an addict and there's no hope for me. So here's the real question, and here's the big question. Why do you think that you needed to hold on to that lie? What do you think that is? Why wouldn't you just be one of those people that says, wow, I am going to take care of this. I'm going to do whatever I can do. But instead, you've used this kind of hyper-spiritual thing of, well, I'm going to church, I'm praying, I'm reading my Bible. Why? Why do you do that?
Fear. Everything I believe, fear is the biggest thing, because getting help with this would mean I would have to come off this medication and go to these meetings and do everything. And that means that I wouldn't be able to support my family, because I'm able to hold a job down, but that's the only thing that I'm able to do.
Okay. Well, let me interrupt you here, buddy. You can be on that medication and you can start going to those meetings. You can start to build your character while you're still taking that medication.
Okay, and will God, I mean, I believe, I hope that God hears me, and you know, I guess it's the thing that is telling me, oh, God's not going to hear you because you're taking this medication and you're not trying to get no help, and it's just a battle, I guess. And
I would be more interested in what God sees you do than what He hears you say, because He's heard you say a lot of things that you didn't live up to. So I'd be showing
it. That's true.
Okay.
So hey, Sean, I've got a message from God for you, and I want you to write this down, and I want you to put it on a piece of paper, and I want you to stick it onto your refrigerator. All right, I'm going to read it to you. Isaiah 41:10 says this: "Fear not." It says, "Fear not, Sean, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you." Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So not only is God, you're wondering, is God hearing me? Not only is He hearing you, He's saying, son, fear not. I am going to jump in there with you. I'm going to be walking through that recovery process with you. I'm going to be as tight as your clothes walking into that room.
There you go.
And I am going to walk it out. Jesus is at the right hand of God praying for you. I mean, you are so covered. And so that's the truth. That's what Steve is saying. The lie is going to keep you away from the very thing you need to heal. He's saying, I'm with you.
John 10:10 says, the thief comes to kill and to destroy you. And God has come. Christ came to give you life and to have the most abundant life possible. So Satan is lying to you. Satan's killing you. Satan is stealing from you.
Makes you want you to think you can do it on your own, which is not a truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Jesus says, I didn't come here to condemn you. I didn't come to condemn you. I came to set you free. That's what Jesus said. So why don't you do something that would set yourself free? Lying to yourself doesn't set yourself free. Now, I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible. It's our gift to you. It's got 12 steps
Thank
in
you.
There. Every one of those, it's based on a lot of scripture. I hope that's going to help you be free. But before you go, Larry's here. And Larry, you indicate you have something to say here before we say goodbye.
Yeah. We got a check in the mail with a little Post-it attached to it. And this is the note that was on the Post-it. My wife and I want to thank all of you for your love and compassion that New Life has on our life and others that listen, read, and attend your workshops. I'm an alumni of Every Man's Battle in Orange County of December of 2012. That date is our Saturday night exercise, and it changed my life ever since to fight drug addiction, porn, and other addiction. My wife attended Women in the Battle, and we both have been to the couples workshops. Thanks for always being real. Your workshop changed lives. Be encouraged. I have the tools to tell my story, and I have to hundreds of men because of Every Man's Battle and our Holy Spirit. Keep up the good work. And they sign their names.
But, well, what if that couple had thought, man, we don't want to go to some kind of workshop. Yeah. That'll make people think we're stuck here. We need help.
The whole time I was listening to you guys talk to Sean, I'm thinking, Sean's thinking he's got to do this by himself. He doesn't want to go there because he's going to feel like he's a failure, it's all him. And you go to a workshop like this, you go to a group like he needs to go to, and you're going to get the help of a whole bunch of people. They're going to gather around.
And you know
they
what
sure
you
are.
Just modeled, Larry? You are on the opposite side of the building, which is kind of like a football field. So he heard Sean, and Larry modeled God's heart. You got up out of your seat, you got that quote, and you ran all the way in here and butted into time just so you could bring him your love and truth, because that's what God does, right? He comes for us.
I'm glad you shared that, Larry. That's powerful stuff.
But I share that also because I want the people who are listening to donate to New Life so we can keep doing these things.
That's right.
Every workshop we do has to be subsidized by donation support.
Yeah, 1-800 New Life is where they can call to be part of. I mean, what a story! I love it. I love it when you have these folks that give because they've been so impacted It's a tremendous story. It's the opposite of thinking, I'm not bad enough yet. I don't need that. Nobody can help me. It's just the opposite.
This guy probably had the same thoughts of Sean about fear of not wanting to go. And now he's out telling his story to people.
Mm. Yeah.
I love it.
And we can only get help when we make room for it by saying, I can't do this on my own. There's actually such freedom in saying, no, I'm failing on my own. That's when there's space for God and other safe people. And Jesus said, I came for the sinners. I came for the sick, not for those who are well. So, Sean, he hears your prayers. We're the ones that get in his way of the blessings he wants to give us and the help he wants to give us by trying to go it on our own.
That's right. All right. I'm really glad you called, Sean. We'll get that Bible to you. Thank you, Larry. Anybody that can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Let's go to Renee, Detroit, Michigan. Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Great. How can we help you today?
Well, basically, I was just calling for some guidance. I've since separated from my husband. We've almost been married nearly 2 years. There, unfortunately, was some physical abuse. Hence the reason for separation, and also some sexual deviant behavior to the extent that he was jealous of his own son and making weird accusations towards that, towards me.
Good night. Okay.
And I've tried to give him ultimatums. I took him to a weekend to remember, which he did go. However, he kind of scoffed at Christian things. So,
well, did you maybe think that? And I really believe in those weekends to remember. But did you ever think maybe that was not quite the level of help that he needed?
Yeah, I do, because we attempted to meet with a pastor, and I really didn't give full disclosure on what was happening, just because I didn't want him to not go back to church. Mm-hmm. And he eventually turned that to the pastor was flirting with me. There was another female present.
Okay, so what's the question for us?
The question is, I don't know if I should proceed forward with divorcing him because I don't see how to reconcile with his current position, how he feels about sexual deviant behaviors. And
why wouldn't you divorce him? He has been unfaithful to you.
Well, I don't know. I get sometimes that, I listen to different pastors and sometimes I feel convicted, perhaps I should.
You would take the word over a pastor, the word of Jesus, who says
no.
When someone has been unfaithful, you can divorce them. And here's the thing, he wasn't just unfaithful. He's not remorseful. And he's abusive to you.
Yeah.
And I want Sherry and Alice to talk to you about you.
Okay.
You the person, because that's who I'm concerned about. You the person.
Thank you.
Okay. So you hold on. You're listening to New Life Live. If you need some help, if you know somebody that needs some help, would you call us 1-800-NEW-LIFE? Let us help. That's what we're here for. We hate to see people who struggle alone when there's so much help available. Let us help you or someone you love. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back talking with Renee. So Renee, I'm going to let Alice and Sherry talk to you, see what they think about your situation. Maybe they can help you.
Renee, we need to clarify a couple things with you. How long had you been married? Have you been married to your husband?
About a year and a half.
Okay. And do you not have any shared biological children?
Correct.
Okay. But your husband has children from a different relationship.
Yeah, that's with at home.
Okay. Do you have any other reasons holding you back, making you hesitate about pursuing a divorce other than your spiritual concern?
Well, I guess it all really boils down to that, because sometimes I feel like perhaps I've been a contentious woman, and not that I'm justifying physical abuse ever, but and that one scripture always haunts me about when an unloved woman is married, I fear perhaps, I don't know, maybe that's...
Well, and I'll step into that, because it is important to recognize that we're all imperfect, we all make our mistakes, but also that we are not responsible for someone else's choices and behaviors. You are not responsible for the choices that your husband has made. You are responsible for your own, and of course you have character work to do, as we all do. So if you're not pursuing your own character work, get into that. Get the assistance. Get the therapy. But if your husband has not responded to anything else up to this point, a divorce may actually be the best influence that you have on him to wake him up. The loss of you might be one of the things that can influence him to make some changes in his life. So I want you to think at least about consulting an attorney. Have you done that?
No, I haven't.
What we hope happens is that somebody like you changes everything by filing for divorce. And then you come to understand how serious he is or not, because he sees, oh, she's not going to sit around and let me be sick anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm either going to get my act together or I'm going to be divorced. And so it's not that we want you to divorce him. We want you to be willing to, so that he's confronted with a new reality that could jolt him into getting the help that he needs. That's the goal.
Right.
There's a proverb about angry people, that if we rescue an angry person, we will likely have to do it again, and we have to allow them to face the consequences of their behavior for their own good.
I see. Yep, absolutely.
Now, I have to believe we're not the only people that have kind of talked to you about stuff like this.
Yeah, that's correct. I visited the pastor once again, and gave, you know, full disclosure with Ian, his female assistant, and that was pretty much his recommendation.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as far as infidelity, I don't know that that's actually happened, but I believe there's, you know, obviously pornography in his past. It's quite evident.
I was at a crossroad just like you, Renee, and a marriage that I fought fiercely for. And my former husband didn't turn around. He continued to sexually act out. And I met with pastors just like you. And somebody handed me a book called Strike the Original Match by Chuck Swindoll. I don't know if you know who he is, but they handed me this book, and it's, and Chuck was breaking down the verse, if a man divorces his wife except for immorality and marries another woman, he commits adultery. Well, that word porneia, it's porneia. Immorality is porneia. And how Chuck explained that is it carries a lifestyle of sexual sin and an unrepentant, unchanging heart. Mm-hmm. And that's really what he has. So mm-hmm. There's freedom. There's no way of you being married with him and having a marriage that's safe. And so right. getting to a point where you can absolve yourself from the guilt or shame mm-hmm. that you might feel by understanding mm-hmm. that he's not repentant is what you mm-hmm. need to get free.
Right. And yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so what's holding you back now in our conversation? What would be holding you back today from calling the attorney and filing?
Nothing. It just kind of solidifies it in my heart.
Okay.
Just even this conversation. I thank you for your time.
Of course.
Exploring all resources to make sure that
it's the right decision.
One, I don't offend the Lord, which I probably have by even marrying someone that, in all honesty, I knew was not Christian.
So this is the deal. You didn't offend God. God loves your heart.
Absolutely.
But you married someone who was offending you. You didn't offend God. You married someone who was offending you, and you didn't trust your judgment. And so it's important that you look at God. You made a bad decision, but you're not a bad person because you made a bad decision. He doesn't see you as shame. Uh-huh. You've got some things to learn, right? Lesson yeah. learned.
And God is offended, all right. He's offended by how you've been treated. That's what God's offended by. And you know, this wonderful proverb that says, when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble. But an open rebuke brings lasting peace. Now, hopefully, when you openly rebuke him by filing for divorce...
Mm-hmm.
It's like a slap across the face to a man okay. living as he's been living, and mm-hmm. you don't have to go through with it, but you're not ever going to know that until you do it. Let me send you Take Your Life Back. Go ahead. Yes, what was that?
No, I awesome advice. It's all very true, and I thank you for taking the time.
We're glad to.
Renee, I just want to add one other thought, because I wonder if you carry such heavy guilt for the mistakes that you have made in your life or for choosing him, even knowing that he might have been involved in pornography, that it's almost like you think you need to be punished further or you need to suffer because of the things that you have done wrong. And I think that maybe is an aspect that has kept you stuck in this marriage and hasn't allowed you to proceed forward. So I want you to take your guilt to a pastor, to a safe person, to make a confession so that you can get your own cleansing, and be heard and empathized with and understood. And that, I think, will give you the strength to move forward.
All right. Let me read something to you real quick. And by the way, I'll send her Take Your Life Back. I think that's going to help. I love hearing your program and the great insight and advice that you offer to your listeners. Your resources have been so helpful, and I feel blessed and grateful for your services. My husband and I have been able to borrow some of your wisdom and share it with fellow family members and friends. If anyone is hesitant to listen to your program, make a donation or obtain some of your resources. They need to know that you're the go-to team. Thank you for all you are and what you do. Well, you know, we want you to consider us the go-to team because we want you to come here and we want you to let us help you. These calls today, I think more than most days, have caused us to give some tough truth. But with that truth is compassion and understanding and the hope for healing and transformation. And that's what we want to see happen. We want to see people who are stuck, afraid. They're living with that fatal lie. And oftentimes, the fatal lie is a hyper-spiritualized half-truth. I wrote about that in Toxic Faith. They're all there. If you have been hanging on to a lie, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll show you the path, and we'll provide the process for you to get out of it. This Friday Every Man's Battle is the greatest path that anybody could possibly take to get out of porneo and all that goes with it. Call us. If you support us, I'll send you 7 Ways to Choose Healing, a little book I wrote. I think it'll help you. It's our way of saying thank you. Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, Alice. Thanks to all of you who pray for us, who support us. But call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We want to help. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.